first one non-food item is making waves after appearing in food boxes in August as part of the USDA's Farmers to Families program. Along with vegetables, cheese, and chicken nuggets redistributed from farmers was a letter from President Trump. Rob Mentzer is a reporter for WPR based in Wausau. Rob, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Rob.
Well, tell us first a little about these food boxes and this Farmers to Families food box program.
So this is a coronavirus response. This is part of a response to COVID-19. When the pandemic hit and schools closed down and restaurants closed down, one thing that happened is millions and millions of Americans lost their jobs. And another thing that happened was farmers and people who sell foods lost customers in the form of schools for school lunches and restaurants. And so this USDA program helps both, right? It works on both sides. The U.S. government buys food from American farmers, packages it into these boxes, and then distributes it through local food pantries and distributors all around the country. They've distributed 8.2 million boxes since May. And so it's a way to help the farmers and a way to help the families who may have fallen on hard times.
And it sounds like food banks and others who are participating in this program like it. It's a good way to get fresh produce to people, right?
Yeah, that's absolutely right. I actually went and distributed boxes one time a couple weeks ago in Wausau, and you know, there's just like a line of cars down the street. It's a very simple process, and it removes a stigma, which is sometimes a concern among food pantries that people might be reluctant to come forward. But like there's a need and there's a desire for these services for sure.
And now there's this letter appearing in at least some of the boxes. Tell us about this letter signed by the president.
Yeah, so this is where the controversy comes in. On White House letterhead, this was not the case in May and June and July, but sometime in August, some number of these boxes began to include a letter from the president who says that he, you know, sort of touts his administration's response to the COVID-19 pandemic and this program in particular. It is not, you know, it doesn't mention the election. It is not the most sort of like overtly electioneering message that like you would hear on a TV commercial or whatever. But it did raise the objection from some Democrats that this is a form of sort of political tampering that's not appropriate for a USDA food program.
Now, you talked to Donna Ambrose, executive director of the Neighbors Place in Wausau, about what she thinks of having the letter in there. Let's take a listen to some of what she had to say.
We don't want people to think we're affiliated either way. Our job is just to get food to people. We're distributing these boxes, and that's what we're here to do. We're not here to make a statement.
What else did you hear from nonprofits about the situation they worry about with the letter?
Right. I mean, this is exactly the problem is nonprofits. These are, you know, most food pantries, these are 501c3s. And in a lot of cases, that is the case with the Neighbor's Place, for instance. And by law, they cannot participate in partisan politics. They can lose their 501c3 status if they do. They can talk about the issues. They can talk about what they're involved with and the need. But what they can't do is, you know, endorse a candidate for public office. So this created a real, you know, concern among nonprofits in different parts of Wisconsin. I talked to some people who were reluctant to go on the record about this, in part just because it's a headache for them. They don't want to be perceived as being against this letter. They don't want to be perceived as being for this letter. You know, a nonprofit has to be concerned about how they might be perceived by a donor potentially. And, you know, and of course this legal issue. So this is like where a big part of what the conflict is the question of, you know, is this appropriate to include? But also then, like, you know, are these nonprofits authorized to take it out if they want to? Do they need to, like, notify people or provide a disclaimer that says they're not taking a partisan position or so on? It's been a headache for a lot of them.
Talking to Rob Mentzer, WPR reporter based in Wausau, about a food program, a USDA food program supplying produce from farmers around the country to people in need during the COVID-19 economic downturn, and some controversy about a letter signed by the president in those food boxes. Rob, was there an answer to that question of whether, if I'm the nonprofit organization, I'm worried that this is going to make it look like my organization might be endorsing a candidate, about whether they can take that out?
So not a definitive answer, but what the instruction of those that I spoke to, they have been instructed by the distributors that they cannot take it out. There's some debate about whether if they're adding other things or making other sort of changes to what is provided, whether they could. But like it's not known. The USDA did not comment for my story, has not commented as far as I have seen to any media outlet that's inquired about this. And so, you know, it's like, there's like a lot of unknowns around this. One of them, by the way, is exactly where they're going. Like, from my understanding, some distributors in Wisconsin didn't have them, some and some I know did, but we don't. It's like hard to track where they are or whether that's why. Is that targeted or is that just how the USDA is rolling out this program?
You mentioned that there was some political concern from Democrats about this. Is this just public expressions of concern, or are Democrats taking any action in response to this?
Sure. A group of 49 House Democrats sent a letter to the USDA that made the claim that that the letter is inappropriate and a violation of federal law. That would be a violation of the Hatch Act, lately famous Hatch Act, which prohibits members of the executive branch from engaging in political activity. So that's a letter. That's not quite the same as an action. There do not appear to be, you know, congressional hearings scheduled on this or other forms of action, but it does show that there is an accreting political desire among some Democrats to try to get these things stopped.
And this food program, this food redistribution food box program, does it have an end date right now?
So its first end date was August 31st. Then it was, you know, and when I spoke with folks, they were not sure whether it would be extended into September. It has been. The new end date is September 18th, I believe, and there's some thought that it may be extended again. It's quite up in the air. I don't know how long it will go.
And I want to shift gears in our last couple of minutes, Rob. We heard a piece you did yesterday about how COVID-19 is changing the way people run for office in a very practical way. What kind of things were you hearing from candidates? You heard from Democrats and Republicans about how COVID-19 is shaking up the way they expected to be campaigning for office this year.
Yeah, I mean, I think that there's actually some creativity in the political world, Rob. You wouldn't expect it, but it's the case. You know, first of all, a candidate now has to wonder every time they knock on a door whether they might be turning off the voter inside that house rather than connecting with them if they are perceived to be doing something that's like not respectful or not safe. So a lot of candidates are going door to door, and I assume we're going to see that more in the coming next couple months. But it really has changed the way that a lot of candidates operate. I went to an kind of interesting fundraiser that was a walking tour about pollinators in the city of Appleton, hosted by a Democratic Assembly candidate. It was kind of interesting. It was not the usual political fundraiser, but it was something that could be done outside. They required masks and people kept their distance. And so it was like a way of bringing people together and maybe getting some more name recognition for that candidate, Lee Snodgrass of Appleton, without like putting people at risk.
And you've seen at least more Republicans doing in-person events, at least so far. Is that about right?
Yeah, that was it was very clear over the summer that that Wisconsin Republicans at all levels were more likely to be doing in-person events, in-person campaigning. Republicans had their state convention in Wisconsin with in an indoor space in person with sort of mask optional. So you know the distinction is extremely stark in that respect. I have a feeling that it will become less stark as the election gets closer. I suspect that there will be more Democratic in-person candidate events. We're already seeing a bit of that.
Rob, thanks a lot for joining us again.
Hey, thank you.
Rob Metzer is a reporter for WPR based in Wausau. He joined us mainly to talk about a USDA food program and concerns about some politics alongside the produce. Plus, we touched on his recent reporting on how COVID-19 has changed campaigning here in Wisconsin.